Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, markets and company news from Rand Swiss. Our market commentator this evening is Viv Govender. And Viv, let's start with the broad picture. Industrial shares at one point leading the market higher today, but resources were finding it a little harder. What does late afternoon trade look like?
Yes, I mean, we are seeing, you know, a bit of a discrepancy in the marketplace. I mean, you're looking at the biggest moves of the day. They are the telecoms companies, MTN, Vodacom, Telkom, all among the top leaders of the day. Also, a lot of, you know, the retailers as well up there. As you mentioned, you know, the resource sector is under pressure today. Gold miners, down a little bit with DRD Gold and Gold Fields among the biggest followers of the day. Platinum as well, Northam is down as well. As well as, you know, some of the diversified guys as well with regards to South 32. So the market is basically, like you said, a bit diversified, but, you know, it was following different pathways, basically.
I think the market likes the fact that Telkom's disposal of its masts and towers business, I think it's called SwiftNet, is finally nearing completion. That's obviously had a positive impact on the share price.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it has. But, I mean, we are seeing a similar move, or not as large, I mean, slightly larger in places like MTN and Vodacom as well. So it is a sector-wide thing. And you must understand as well, like, I mean, you know, in terms of size, you know, MTN and Vodacom are both multiple sizes larger than Telkom.
Viv, we've got two education companies putting numbers out today. Let's start with Stadio Holdings, higher full-year earnings. It says driven by an 8% increase in student numbers and particularly a notable increase in new contact learning students. And again, I think we've spoken about this before. This is a very tough, very competitive and difficult sector with very compressed margins.
It is to a certain extent, but on the other hand, it's also a sector that benefits from the fact that the state is basically failing in one of its tasks or one of its duties here, and that's why we're seeing you know, private education doing as well as it is. I mean, this is a share price that you know, over the last you know, year or so has done almost 50%, and despite a recent fall. I do think that, you know, going forward, some of the issues we've experienced with regards to the education system in Africa is likely to continue. And this is just going to drive more demand towards companies like Stadio.
On the flip side, Advertech's earnings have risen. Enrollments, it says, have broken through the 100,000 mark, a 16% increase in headline earnings.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, again, same kind of story. You know, basically, we're dealing with another company that just benefits from the fact that we are seeing a failing government sector massively up over the last 5 years, you know, basically up 350% plus. I do think, however, you know, Tulus, this is quite as pure a play as Stadio is in the sector, but still reasonably good results.
Let's move to the hospitality sector, Viv. There was a statement out today from Southern Sun. It says strong trading in the Western Cape and growth in Gauteng, albeit off a low base, have boosted its trading volumes. Again, this is an entire sector that for some time has battled to recover post-COVID.
Well, look, I mean, it has battled to recover a little bit post-COVID, but, you know, if you look at it over the last 5 years, this is a share price that's gone up five times. So, yes, I mean, you did have a bit of a pullback after COVID, but, you know, by the end of last year, basically, we had more than recovered the losses from COVID. And since then, it's been a bit of a, you know, a movement higher, significantly higher. I think this is one of those things that is basically being given, you know, a bit of optimism by the whole SA Inc. Play that we saw in the last year or so. Also, I mean, because tourism as well is obviously, you know, good for them. But yeah, I do think that, you know, there was a period, you know, it took about 4 years to recover entirely. But the last, say, you know, year, less than a year, has, you know, been extremely strong for them, you know, going up, you know, in excess of 70% or so.
And Goldfields today warning shareholders to exercise caution with its shares until further notice. It was offering something in the region of 35 billion rand to buy the Australian mining company Gold Road. But that offer, I read, has been rejected. What's behind all of this?
Yeah, look, I do think this is a situation where, you know, obviously there is a lot of activity happening in the gold sector. We've seen the price of gold go up dramatically. You know, often when this does happen, unfortunately, this is a boom and bust kind of sector, the commodity sector. We do tend to find, you know, when times are good, they overinvest. When times are bad, they basically cut back a bit too much. And this is a pattern that's been, like, you know, reflected, you know, for quite some time. The fact of the matter is that gold is at a, you know, all-time high in dollar terms, above $3,000 an ounce, and seems to be heading higher. There's a number of factors that are playing into this, not just in terms of like the macroeconomy, but also the geopolitical situation with things like, you know, international reserves as well being swapped around for gold versus things that are now more risky like the US dollar. In terms of, you know, this particular, you know, opportunity, of course, there is, you know, going to be activity around, you know, mergers, or at least attempted mergers in the situation. But, you know, if you're going to see a market that looks as strong as it is in the gold market, you basically have to offer a very sweet deal for them to take it.
Viv, there was a note out from Bank of America expecting South Africa's perceived credit risk, it says, to widen, and again citing tensions within the government of national unity. We know those tensions are still there as the value-added tax debate continues. But what would be the consequence of a warning like this?
Look, I mean, it's obviously it's perception, and perception means that people are going to be being going down, you know, slightly. It means people are going to be less willing to buy South African debt, which means they're going to have for you a higher interest rate in order to entice you to buy it. That's basically make our borrowing costs go up. The current situation for the government is quite, you know, dire. People obviously are happy that, you know, there seems to be some kind of like compromise being trying to be achieved in the VAT number. But the fact of the matter is that we've kind of tapped out on a lot of resources right now in terms of what the ability of the government is to raise funds. I mean, other than the kind of sources they're going to right now, where VAT is pretty much at a level that you would expect to be, or the upper level that you expect for a country like South Africa. No, we're not as high as a place like, you know, some places in Europe, but, you know, for a country like South Africa, the profile is pretty high when it gets to about 16-17%. Income tax levels are quite high. Corporate taxes are very, very volatile. Other than that, what are you going to look at is going to be things like, for instance, you know, prescribed assets or other means that are going to be very market unfriendly. At the same time, we have a budget deficit that seems to be going higher because the growth rate is not what we need it to be, yet demands for government spending, especially for things like public sector workers and grants, continue to rise. So I don't see a good part out of this until we can see growth in the country improve significantly.
But internally, and this is a final one, and against that backdrop that you've just outlined, interesting to see that retail confidence has dipped slightly, but consumer spending holding steady. The new Bureau for Economic Research survey has just put that out. And I suppose we'll take what we can get. It could have been worse, right? The confidence index retreating from 54% to 50% in the first quarter of this year.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is one of the amazing things about South Africa. I remember looking back even in 2008, 2009, where we still kept on seeing really good retail sales figures from South Africa, despite the fact that we were going through a global financial crisis. South Africans continue to spend at an unbelievable rate. A lot of it is financed by credit, which is obviously not sustainable in the long term. But yes, it remains incredible that South Africans continue to spend at the rate they do. That 7%, you know, year-on-year rise that we saw come out recently for retail sales is amazing, considering the economy as a whole is not growing at 1.5% even. This is more than four times that growth rate. It's amazing. But yet we still continue to spend in this rather dire economic environment. Mm.
Good. Well, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate the insight and the analysis. That's Viv Govender from Rand Swiss with our markets and company news update.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.